From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Thursday, October 20th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Gartner's slew of new predictions from their symposium and the rise of the vertical SaaS company. This is the Business of Tech. Gartner with a bunch of new predictions. First, there are 10 new tech trends to watch in 2023. There are three themes: optimize, scale, and pioneer, where technologies can help organizations maximize resilience, operations, or trust, scale vertical solutions and product delivery, and pioneer with new forms of engagement, accelerated responses, or opportunity. Three I want to focus on. First, the digital immune system. In a digital immune system, data-driven insight helps improve operations, automate incident resolution, and increase the stability of systems. Second, applied observability. This strategy lets companies take observable artifacts like logs, traces, or API calls and take an integrated approach to accelerate decision-making. And industry cloud platforms. A mix of SaaS, platform as a service, and infrastructure as a service will equip companies with industry-specific sets of modular capabilities to support the use cases needed by specific industry businesses. For years, providers have sought to address industry-specific needs from Microsoft to AWS. These platforms will accelerate, with Gartner predicting that half of the enterprises will use industry cloud platforms by 2027. This all comes from the Gartner IT Symposium / Expo this week, where other data points included a global Gartner CIO survey showing that organizations that lead in digital expect three times more growth and that 79% of all workers see technology as essential to their jobs. In comparison, 75% see improving their digital skills as critical to business success. And helpful, workers satisfied with their enterprise IT job applications are twice as inclined to stay in their organizations, significantly impacting retention. Gartner predicts that by 2025, 50% of IT organizations will have an established digital employee experience strategy, team, and management tool, a significant increase from 5% in 2021. IT budgets are projected to increase by an average of 5.1% in 2023, lagging behind a projected 6.5% global inflation rate. This is from another Gartner report released Monday. And enterprise IT spending is projected to reach $4.6 trillion worldwide in 2023, a year-over-year increase of 5.1%, according to a Gartner report released Wednesday. Spending on software will get the biggest bump, with Gartner forecasting an 11.3% increase in 2023. Spending on PCs and other devices is predicted to decline by just over half a percentage point year-over-year. Why do we care? Well, there's a lot to unpack. In the near term, investments in tech keep workers, and those budgets will increase, and the spending looks to be more in software than hardware. Got it. Longer term, the tech to consider is observability over management. I'm increasingly skeptical of manage all the things vendors, who both can't actually manage all the things, and intend that message to mean all the endpoints. And I see yesterday's stories about that being less relevant. I'm looking at you, RMM. I'm also keen on the increasingly industry-specific nature of technology, but more on that next. While considering those industry platforms, here's some coverage of the rise of vertical-focused SaaS companies from Protocol, quoting the piece. Vertical SaaS companies have often been overlooked by investors because an industry-specific focus was viewed as limiting by venture capitalists obsessed with growth. Quote, the orthodoxy at that time was you draw a box around a category of software and then you do really well in that category. And then you go try to sell it to as many customers as you can, said Vi Kudasian, co-founder of ServiceTitan, which builds software for plumbers, electricians, and other trade businesses. Now vendors such as Salesforce, Microsoft, and Google are following suit. All three cloud giants have launched industry-focused cloud products in areas such as healthcare, manufacturing, or financial services. I think that's very telling, says ServiceTitan's Gazillion. To me, it's actually reinforced the broader thesis that the future is vertical. Why do we care? Well, it's always wise to be skeptical of those promoting their own plans. Well, observe a critical observation about those investors' premise of vertical-focused companies. Their so-called disqualifying feature to overlook the space is growing. Their definition of growth and my definition of growth are vastly different. Those investors have ideas for growth that can be mind-numbing for most IT services organizations and, frankly, is not relevant. Instead, note that there are software companies increasingly focused on verticals, and the cloud players, desperate for any growth, are tapping into that. The future is vertical. And for IT services companies, it's the real value they deliver. Helping in the line of business application with specific knowledge is the top value and a recurring theme among the most successful. As I've observed, it's how I'd start a provider today, so it's safe to believe competitors would start up this way too. And it will be SaaS-driven. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. Today is International Sloth Day. Not the behavior, but the animal. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility,
to unmatched views from the fairway. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.